ZD6474, or Zactima, is one of a growing list of multi-targeted kinase inhibitors. This is an oral agent that targets VEGF receptor 2 and 3, targets the tyrosine kinases, ranks among one of the most potent inhibitors of the VEGFR 2 and 3 kinases, and also targets EGFR. It's a moderately potent inhibitor of the EGF receptor tyrosine kinase. Now, as is the case with a number of the novel agents that target the VEGFR receptor kinases, it also hits RET kinase, which is overexpressed in medullary cilia of the thyroid and other MEN1 and 2 tumors. And in fact, it may be approved by the Food and Drug Administration sometime within the next year for the treatment of those cancers. Clinical trials are in progress with ZD6474 and others. Our goal and our objective was to evaluate the effectiveness of ZD6474 in patients with non-small cell lung cancer. In the phase 1 trial, at least in one of the phase 1 trials that was conducted, there were some responses observed in Japanese patients. Now, we know, of course, that Japanese patients, especially the non-smoking patients, have a remarkable sensitivity to EGFR inhibitors. And ZD6474 is an EGFR inhibitor, as well as a VEGFR-targeted agent. So the question that we posed is, if it is active in lung cancer, is it active because of its EGFR-targeted properties or because of its VEGFR-targeted properties? So to answer that question, we designed a randomized, blinded study to compare it head-to-head with gefitinib, Iressa, which was commercially available and approved at the time of the study design. Patients with non-small cell lung cancer who had received one or a few patients, two prior chemotherapy regimens, were eligible for this randomization between Iressa and ZD6474. They received agents orally and were evaluated at four-week intervals with follow-up CT scans. If there was evidence of disease progression, treatment was stopped. We allowed a four-week period for washout because both drugs have a long half-life, and then treatment was alternated while we maintained the blind. So patients who were first treated with gefitinib, Iressa, if their cancers progressed, were alternated to ZD6474 and vice versa. Patients treated with ZD6474 first were then alternated to Iressa.
Can you talk a little bit about what has been seen previously in other studies of 6474, and particularly the issue about the dose and how the dose affected sort of the mechanism?
Yeah. Well, in the phase 1 trial, they explored doses up to 600 milligrams a day. At 600 milligrams per day, they really observed dose-limiting toxicities that included typical EGFR-type toxicities with skin rash, with diarrhea, although we now know that diarrhea is more due to quinazolines in the GI tract rather than any direct EGFR inhibition on GI mucosa, some mild nausea, and it also had some VEGFR inhibitory properties or toxicities that we see with other anti-angiogenic agents, such as headaches, dizziness, some patients with grade 3 hypertension. And finally, as is often the case with some quinazolines, there were patients who had QT interval prolongations on their electrocardiograms. So at 600 milligrams per day, that incidence of QT interval prolongation was probably unacceptably high. The maximum dose that we thought was reasonable for phase 2 trial was the 300 milligram per day dose, and that's the dose that we used in this study. So in this randomized trial, it was a randomization between 250 milligrams per day of gefitinib, Iressa, the standard approved dose at the time, and 300 milligrams per day, what we believe to be the maximum easily tolerable dose of ZD6474, in which few patients would require a dose interruption or a dose attenuation because of severe toxicity or QT interval problems.
Have objective responses been seen to the agent prior to that?
Well, again, the only studies done prior to that were in the phase 1 trial, and there were objective responses seen in 4 out of 9 lung cancer patients in Japan.